Here's a really stumper, all right? So thank you, whoever asked this one. Matthew 19:26 says that all things are possible with God. Is it possible for God to sin? Now, we've had a few repeat questions, and this isn't exactly a repeat question, but 2 years ago, I was looking at my notes, and someone asked me a question related to this, related to two key theological terms you've never heard before. This was 2 years ago. They asked me about peccability and impeccability, and we're not talking about bird feeders when we talk about pecks, all right? Peccable is a belief that Jesus was able to sin, but he chose not to. That's Jesus' peccability or peccable. Impeccability is the belief Jesus was not able to sin and he did not sin. Now, this is really important. Both sides of that argument agree that Jesus did not sin. Now, before we answer the question, we have to also understand Jesus is God. So by virtue of what I'm about to read scripturally, and I've got four key verses and I could give you more, we also understand if Jesus did not sin, neither did God, nor can he. First Peter 2:22 says, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. That's speaking of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that he might be made the righteousness of God in him. Or 1 John 3:5. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. And 1 Peter 1:19. But with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. So both key theological terms agree and affirm that Jesus did not sin. Those who argue Christ was peccable or able to sin but chose not to use Hebrews 4:15 as their proof text. Hebrews 4:15 says, he was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin, right? So they would say, see, Jesus was able to sin. He was tempted in all points like as we are, but he did not sin. Herein then lies the crux of the question. So was Jesus not able to sin, or was he able not to sin, right? Now, in order to answer those questions, we must distinguish some clearly affirmed truths in Scripture. Number one, Christ and God never actually sinned. You can reference again the above references I just read. There should be no question of that truth. It's repeated often. Number two, Scripture clearly affirms that Jesus was tempted. And these were real temptations recorded in Luke chapter 4. We cannot conclude that Christ was not tempted, for that conclusion contradicts Scripture. Luke 4, again, the temptation of Christ. And Scripture clearly affirms at the same time that God cannot be tempted by evil. Now, here is where the question becomes more difficult, right? If Jesus was fully God as well as fully man, then how can you reconcile B and C, or on the screen, 2 and 3? This is as far as we can go in terms of clear and explicit affirmations. Wayne Grudem puts it this way. At this point, we are faced with a dilemma similar to a number of doctrinal dilemmas where Scripture seems to be teaching things that are, if not directly contradictory, at least very difficult to understand. For example, with respect to the doctrine of the Trinity, we affirm that God exists in three persons, but each is fully God and there is only one God. So this would fall, according to Wayne Grudem, under that similar category. Here the situation is somewhat similar. We do not have a contradiction. Scripture does not tell us Jesus was tempted and that Jesus was not tempted. It doesn't tell us that. But the Bible does tell us Jesus was tempted, Jesus was fully man, Jesus was fully God, and God cannot be tempted. At this point, we move beyond clear affirmations of Scripture and attempt to suggest a solution to the problem of the question that is raised. If Jesus' human nature had existed by itself, independent of his divine nature, then it would have been a human nature just like Adam and Eve, free from sin but able to sin. Right? But Jesus' human nature was not like Adam and Eve because it never existed apart from his divine nature. From the moment of his conception, he existed as truly God and truly man. Are your heads spinning? I'll put them on the screen. I would say, therefore, I would make this conclusion. Jesus was not able to sin. I do not believe Jesus was able to sin, and I'll give you four reasons why. Ready? Number one, if Jesus could sin, He would still be able to sin today because he remains forever, according to Scripture, both God and man. So if he could then, he still could. Number two, to believe that Jesus could sin is to believe that God could sin, because the Bible tells us Jesus is fully God. Colossians 2 verse 9, "For in him all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form." Number three, and I'm building my case. Number three, although Jesus was human like we are, he was not born with the same sinful nature that we were born with. He retained God's nature. He certainly was tempted as we are, but he was incapable of sinning because God is incapable of sinning. Now, how can I know that Jesus' nature was different than our nature? A really key Christmas doctrine comes into play here, right? What is it? This is when I ask the question. The virgin birth, right? Someone say, how important is the virgin birth to our belief system? It's crucially important. This is, as we learned about when we looked at Jesus being the second or final Adam 2 weeks ago, this is so very important to that. And fourthly, and this is an inclusion I'll add, someone does not have to experience something in order to understand something. I add that to understand what that Hebrews 11, or that Hebrews challenge, that those would argue for his peccability is. The question then remains, how then could Jesus' be temptations be real? The example of turning to turn stones into bread is most helpful, though, in this regard in Luke 4. Jesus refused to rely on his divine nature, which would have been able to perform that miracle. It would have been easier for him. In his divine nature, he could have, do you not agree, turned rocks into bread. And at that point, having been starved at that point, not eating for a while, it would have been easier for him. But he did not rely on his divine nature to make it easier for him to face temptation. And his refusal to turn the stones into the bread at the beginning of his ministry is a clear indication of this, that he was grieved like as we are. Therefore, we can confidently conclude Jesus was tempted in all manners like as we are. But this is the most important truth, yet without sin. So I hope that helped answer that one. That's a bit of a head-scratcher spinner, is it not? But it's a fun one to wrestle with.